Pendengar, menurut penelitian baru, hanya membaca bahan makanan yang tercantum di label kemasan mungkin tidak cukup untuk mencegah reaksi alergi. Meskipun semua bahan yang telah ditambahkan dalam sebuah produk telah tercantumkan dengan detail pada label itu, namun para peneliti masih menginginkan lebih banyak lagi bahan apa yang belum ditambahkan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Sarah Ebo. Amy Hapgood berusia 15 tahun. Ia sangat berhati-hati dalam segala hal makanan. Ia menderita alergi terhadap kacang, telur, dan kacang polong sejak ia masih bayi, dan ia benar-benar memeriksa setiap label sebelum mengkonsumsi makanan kemasan. Namun, hal itu tidak selalu mudah.
I had rice crackers that mum had been giving to me for 6 months. I had them in my lunchbox and they were fine. And then I started getting an itchy mouth.
Ibunya, Helen Sess, sangat khawatir.
She said, "Look, I've got an itchy mouth, itchy back of the throat." We looked back, we reread the ingredients, and there was nothing in there that she couldn't have. So, to this day, we don't know what it was. We probably assumed it was maybe peanut or egg.
Reaksi alergi Amy itu tidak lazim. Sebuah tim peneliti di Melbourne mensurvei 200 ahli alergi di seluruh negara ini tentang apakah pasien mereka pernah menunjukkan reaksi dari makanan dengan pelabelan kemasan. Profesor Katie Allen dari Murdoch Children's Research Institute mengatakan bahwa hasil survei itu tidak seperti yang ia harapkan.
And what we were astounded to find was there was quite a high rate of anaphylaxis, which is the most severe reaction to food, happening in the general community.
Selama beberapa bulan ada 14 kasus anafilaksis di mana alergen yang dicurigai bukan dari bahan yang terdaftarkan.
The one thing about this group of patients is that they were being managed by allergists, so we know that they're going to be educated and trained about which foods they should eat and which foods they shouldn't eat. So what we're concerned about is with routine clinical care, we're having this level of anaphylaxis in the general community.
Produsen makanan kaleng harus mencantumkan bahan tambahan dalam produk mereka, namun tidak diwajibkan untuk menulis terminologi seperti mungkin mengandung. Ahli alergi seperti penulis utama Dr. Giovanni Sursolo dari Universitas Victoria percaya bahwa istilah tersebut terlalu sering digunakan dan menginginkan pelabelan yang lebih spesifik.
We want them to actually indicate what they actually can eat by actually saying, well, this food is safe or this food has gone through a different risk assessment process and is safe for consumption.
Sekitar setengah dari produsen makanan Australia menggunakan proses penilaian risiko sukarela yang disebut VITAL, yang memeriksa kontaminasi silang selama produksi makanan. Profesor Allen menginginkan sistem VITAL ini yang dikembangkan oleh regulator Australia diberlakukan di seluruh papan dan diberi label dengan jelas pada produk-produk mereka.
This study has shown us that it's time for industry to step up to the mark and stop passing the buck to the consumers. We really are worried about unlabeled foods, which are safe and which are unsafe, and we think it's time the industry helped consumers know which foods they can safely eat.
Dan Helen Sess mengatakan bahwa hal itu akan membuat hidup putrinya, Amy, jauh lebih mudah dan lebih aman.
You know, we're doing all the right things by educating Emmy, educating her friends and her community about her allergies, but we want others to do the right thing too. I think if there's better quality labeling, it would help us a lot.